This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Dossey, D-O-S-S-E-Y, first name, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. The date of birth, July 7, 1953. Date of evaluation, April 5, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. El Rashidi. The chief complaint, the patient is a 68-year-old male who is preoperatively, as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HVI, the patient is a 68-year-old male who reports right shoulder injury dating to approximately November 13, 2021, period. He stated that he misstepped from a vertical ladder, at which time he ended suspending himself. He then felt pain in his right shoulder, period. He had subsequently reported his symptoms, period. Over the next month, he had persistent pain, period. He was subsequently evaluated and found to have had a tear, period. He underwent a conservative course of treatment, but pain was felt to have worsened, period. Pain was described as a deep tearing, T-A-R-I-N-G, pain, which was worsened by lifting, period. Pain typically is 3-4/10, but with activity increases to 7-8/10, period. It is non-radiating. It is associated with weakness, period. The patient had been evaluated and MRI on 2/12/21 revealed moderate supraspinatus tendinosis with low-grade partial thickness articular tear. Excuse me, at the level of the critical zone, measuring 5 millimeter AP by 10 millimeter medial to lateral, involving less than 20% thickness of the tendon. There was mild to moderate infraspinatus tendinosis with mild articular side fraying and small subcortical cystic changes at the infraspinatus tendon attachment site, but the bulk of the infraspinatus tendon remains intact. There was a chronic tear of the inferior aspect of the posterior labrum with adjacent small paralabral cysts measuring up to 6 millimeter by 3 millimeter. There is a chondrite lesion involving the medullary cavity of the proximal metaphysis, M-E-T-A-P-H-Y-S-I-S, measuring 2.8 centimeter cranial caudal by 2 centimeter transverse by 1.7 centimeter AP, that is most compatible with enchondroma, E-N-C-H-O-N-D-R-O-M-A, period. There was no deep endosteal scalloping, perilesional edema, cortical destruction, or soft tissue mass. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Haney R. Elrashidi, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y, and felt to require right shoulder arthroscopy with subacromial decompression, extensive debridement, posterior labral repair with cyst decompression, possible rotator cuff repair, possible subpectoral biceps stenodesis. The patient currently denies chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitation, period. His past medical history, ulnar neuropathy, neck number allergic rhinitis, neck number hypercholesterolemia, neck number CLL, past surgical history, left shoulder surgery, neck number right shoulder surgery, neck number right hand surgery times 5, neck number right ulnar surgery, neck number right ankle surgery, neck number back surgery times 5. The medications, simvastatin, Flonase, Sudafed, allergies, no known drug allergies, the family history, mother died at approximately age 83 to 84, unknown cause, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, he notes mild alcohol use, he denies drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable, eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses, nose, he has sinus problems and allergies. Cardiac, he does report occasional skip beats. Neurologic, he has headaches. Musculoskeletal, he has arthritis. The physical examination, blood pressure, 137/76, pulse 54, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 174 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, the right shoulder demonstrates a well-healed scar, period. There is tenderness on abduction, period. Range of motion is restricted to 90 degrees, period. Extremities reveal trivial pitting edema. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 53 beats per minute, period. There is slight loss of R wave in lead V1/V2, suggesting a possible old antroseptal myocardial infarction, period. These changes apparently have been chronic, period. The impression, 68-year-old male with history of industrial injury to the right shoulder, having failed conservative therapies, is now scheduled for right shoulder arthroscopy with subacromial decompression, extensive debridement, posterior labral repair with cyst decompression, possible rotator cuff tear, possible subpectoral bicep stenodesis, period. The patient is noted to have a mildly abnormal EKG. Otherwise is asymptomatic, period. He has history of hypercholesterolemia and allergic rhinitis, period. These all appear stable at this time. Patient's cardiovascular risk is felt not to be significantly increased. He does have risk of coronary artery disease given his overall age and history of hypercholesterolemia, period. His blood pressure is relatively controlled, period. He is otherwise clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.